the passport, the card, and the new Universal Bill of Rights. Instructions on the subject of uniting the world. You have to believe in yourself and realize that you are a genius. Fight for it. Rage for it. It is there in all of us. And that in order for your mind to stay strong and healthy, you must aim towards wisdom and greatness. You will need to create a symbolic passport. It needs to be well made. It needs to last. The front of the passport will bear a single word: Earth. The passport will contain a symbolic credit card. It is to feature a single symbol, a red heart, a sign of family and unity. The passport will come along with a worldwide Universal Bill of Rights. The full body of the Bill of Rights cannot be grasped by a single human being. But an assembly of young people can, within a year, release the first version. There is something really sad that you need to know. While a lot of broken ideas simply emerge out of lack of wisdom and complexity of the world, evil men have previously conspired against growing humanity by willfully creating sick rules that aimed to tear us apart. As demonstrated by the South Carolina Act of 1740 and Virginia Revised Code of 1819, that aimed to tear our family apart and prevent wisdom from freely emerging in the human mind. You should also understand that prime ministers, presidents, judges, lawyers, police, teachers, and doctors blindly or deliberately tend to participate in such evils. Be strong. While your generation is on its own, you are not alone. By helping the world grow, you join the family of great beings that came before you. Do not put yourself in harm's way, and take to inherit the wisdom of great beings that came before you. Reject the evil of small-minded men, be it rooted in lack of vision or lack of education or the blight of indoctrination or even deliberate. Moreover, there are many beautiful minds that have had their vision clouded, and in their confusion they misunderstood what comes first, education or security. But in our beauty, innocence, and genius, we are unable to learn when threatened by poverty, homelessness, hunger, or simply live in a state of fear. The undoing of poverty must come before our education so that we have the peace of mind and security to dream great dreams. We are capable of learning under stress, but at a great cost to our health. And no child should face giving up some of their health on their way to their greatness. The beautiful minds who believe that education is a way out of poverty need to be helped to understand that poverty is a man-made problem and in need of immediate repair. This is what the symbolic card with the symbol of the heart is for. Your generation is to bring into existence an abstract bank. A bank that is forbidden under great penalties from tracking debt of its cardholders. A card will have a daily spending limit, but will not keep track of how much money is spent overall. Your generation has to make sure that this card is an inalienable right, that it cannot be taken away in any way, for any reason. Do you hear me? For any reason. That is the meaning of that red heart. Children will receive that card along with their birth certificate. And no one will be denied food, or pushed into theft, or forced to participate in, or be manipulated by, whatever culture. This card still represents very little. It just repairs an old problem that deals with this concept of money that we have invented for ourselves. The Bill of Rights and the passport fix the bigger mistakes. I am sorry, but your generation is tasked with uniting the world. It is a great weight for your shoulders. Be safe. Do not put yourself in harm's way. They are not men. They do not have a heart to stop. The world thus far has made too many mistakes, and too many are being actively propagated forward. The passport is a symbol of a world united in wisdom, a world in which major cities around the globe are not actively targeted by nuclear weapons from which there is no recovery. The Bill of Rights must open a clear path to knowledge, wisdom, and greatness. It has to help you and the generations that follow to understand that each human being must rise to great wisdom and greatness. This final paragraph is for those of you who have already been tricked. You are not alone, and you are not lost. And what has happened to you is not your fault. You need to go back and return to the point where things have gone wrong. With your wisdom, you will find the right path to move forward. Restart your journey with the aim towards becoming a great being. Whatever they forced you into, whatever makes you feel worthless or disgusted or not good enough or ugly, it is all a bad dream. It is all make-believe. It is all just to use you so that their lives are easier. Evil men have tried to prevent us from learning how to read, from learning how to think like great beings, and it has been their only real weapon. Those evil men still exert their influence wherever books seem too hard or too confusing to read. Find books or narrated books about philosophy and philosophers, about scientists and science, and find books about leaders and leadership. We are all so beautiful that our minds begin reminding us that something is wrong whenever we stray from the path towards becoming wise and great beings.